friends a few times tonight throughout our lessons, I'm going to invite us into this practice of seeing called Visio Divina. It's a practice of noticing, of divine vision, of ways in which these images help us to imagine and connect the scriptures and the story to where we are and where we're going together. So I'll invite you into this practice of wondering that's not all that different than the wondering that our Oak kids do when they're together, asking wondering questions and imagining these rich stories and their place in them. Above my shoulder is an image called Sunlight in the Forest. What do you see? What do you notice? Do you notice the darkness in the chaos, in the negative space, the barrenness on the ground, in the shadows? Is this a forest or is this a desert? Can anything good or true or beautiful still grow? The forest floor is a tangle when you're down there. It's limby. Every step, every snapped twig makes you anxious. Down here, there are threats everywhere, and darkness only amplifies the feeling of danger and fear. You may even miss some of the beauty in these gnarled limbs. In the darkness, our vision is obscured. We can't see things for what they really are or could be. Then through an opening, a burst of light, we look up and that sparse, hopeless darkness of night is overwhelmed by a hopeful morning. Where does the forest end and the light begin? The forest is changed only by the light. As the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins put it, the world is charged with the grandeur of God. It will flame out like shining from shook foil. The light encroaches on the darkness. The scripture that Nicole just read, on those living in a pitch dark land, light has dawned. The prophet Isaiah tells us that this morning that we are waiting for to break open upon our dark night will bring endless peace, justice, righteousness. This place, even this dark place, can be a home for light. What do you see? What do you notice? If you look closer, you might notice Joseph's expression and posture, how he wraps Mary and the Christ child in protection, even as Mary wraps Jesus in another shell of nurture and safety. Do you see a place for Christ to be born? Do you see a place raised by war and violence, a city on fire? Gaza being broken by the light of midnight bombing and burning buildings, even as the flickering candle of Christ, the light of the world, is being kindled amongst the wreckage. Look closer, you might notice there are crosses in that wreckage. Even here already, the suffering that will include and gather and redeem all the suffering of the world is present in the birth of this brown baby boy. Do you notice the star at the top, which bears witness to the coming light and which will guide others to walk in the light and worship the Savior? Do you see on this holy family's faces the hopes and fears of all the years? Icon writer Kelly Lattimore was motivated in writing this icon by modern Bethlehem pastor Munther Isaac. Munther Isaac's nativity scene that we saw a few weeks ago at church had the Christ child nestled among broken rocks. Pastor Isaac, in last year's Christmas Eve sermon, preached, "Christ is still in the rubble. This is his manger. Jesus finds his place with the marginalized, the tormented, the oppressed, and the displaced. We look at the Holy Family and we see them in every displaced and homeless family living in despair. In the Christmas story, God walks with them and calls them his own." Friends, I wonder where this place is in our neighborhood. I wonder how we've made our country or our city or our neighborhood or our homes less than hospitable to make room for this Christ and his family. Living under the lie that there isn't any room or that God couldn't possibly come to this place or through those people. I wonder how we can grow in our ability and desire to make room when God comes knocking. I wonder where God is working even this night. God the Father, Son, and Spirit protecting and making room for Christ's arrival in dark and dirty and torn places. I wonder what learning to see Christ in the rubble could do to us. What do you see? What do you notice? This very busy image, where is your eye first drawn to? Do you notice that it is an incomplete sketch? There is a center, though. It is the center of the sketch. It is also the center of the universe, featuring mother and child. The object of adoration and the still point in this turning and convulsing world around it. Notice all the adults kneeling. Being on your hands and knees around a baby isn't all that novel, and giving gifts to kids isn't that strange either. Do you see the baby Jesus reaching for something tangible? This world is tactile. He reaches out and touches. Let your eyes move around the crowd. Who do you see? Men, women, old, young. There's a horse in there. A soldier. Some are overjoyed. Some are confounded. Notice the direction of all their heads is in all different directions. Feels about right. Drifting towards the top of the frame on the left, there is a temple being built, a place of worship and order and peace in construction. Moving towards the right, top, conflict, destruction, violence. And Jesus is born right in the midst of this chaotic scene. and even now becomes the object of fascination and curiosity and wonder, but also opposition, derision, confusion. The Magi travel watching the star. These are rich men not from around here. They move from the periphery of God's story right towards the center, and they bring their best to greet the arrival of God and also to subvert the violent plans of a petty and insecure so-called king, Herod. This child king sits at the base of a tree in the middle of a city. Maybe that's some sort of code or imaginative preview for Revelation 22, the end of our story. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of a great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Notice that this is a sketch. It's incomplete. It's unfinished. Notice where there is room to join in this adoration, even in the midst of so much hope building and so much sorrowful destruction. See how, in the words of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Christ is our peace. When he came, he announced the good news of peace to you who were far away from God and to those who were near. Christ is building you into a place where God lives through the Spirit.